ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதிம் வியாசம் தத்தோ ஜயமுதீரயேத். நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவையா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி. டுடே வி ஆர் ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேன்டோ 7 சாப்டர் 7 டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 34 33. ஏவம் நிர்ஜிதா சத்வர்கை க்ரியதே பக்திஹி ஈஸ்வரே வாசுதேவே பகவதி யயா சம்லப்யதே ரதிஹி. ஏவம் நிர்ஜித சத்வர்கை க்ரியதே பக்திரீஸ்வரே வாசுதேவே பகவதி யயா சம்லப்யதே ரதிஹி. ஏவம் நிர்ஜித சத்வர்கை க்ரியதே பக்திரீஸ்வரே வாசுதேவே பகவதி யயா சம்லப்யதே ரதிஹி. ஏவம் தஸ் நிர்ஜிதா சப்டியூட் சத்வர்கை பை த சிக்ஸ் சிம்டம்ஸ் ஆஃப் த சென்சஸ் லஸ்டி டிசைர்ஸ் ஆங்கர் கிரீட் இல்யூஷன் மேட்னஸ் அண்ட் ஜெலசி. கிரியதே இஸ் ரெண்டர்ட் பக்தி ஹி டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ் ஈஸ்வர அண்ட் டு த சுப்ரீம் கண்ட்ரோலர் வாசுதேவே டு லார்ட் வாசுதேவா பகவதி த சுப்ரீம் பர்சனாலிட்டி ஆஃப் காட் ஹெட் யயா பை விச் சம்லப்யதே இஸ் அப்டெய்ன்ட் ரதிஹி அட்டாச்மெண்ட். Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: by these activities, as mentioned above, one is able to cut down the influence of the enemies, namely lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness and jealousy. And when thus situated, one can render service to the Lord. In this way, one surely attains the platform of loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport: As mentioned in verse 30 and 31, one's first duty is to approach the spiritual master, the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to begin rendering service to him. Prahlad Maharaj proposed that from the very beginning of life, Kaumara Acharit Prajna, a small child should be trained to serve the spiritual master while living at the Gurukula. Brahmachari Gurukure Vasandanto Guru Hitam. This is the beginning of spiritual life. Guru Padashraya Sadhu Vatmanu Vartanam Sadharma Purcha. By following the instructions of the Guru and the Shastras, the disciple attains the stage of devotional service and becomes unattached to the possessions. Whatever he possesses, he offers to the spiritual master, the Guru, who engages him in Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The disciple follows strictly and in this way learns how to control his senses. Then, by using his pure intelligence, he gradually becomes a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed by Sri Rupa Goswami. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. In this way, one's life becomes perfect and his attachment for Krishna becomes positively manifested. In that stage, he is situated in ecstasy, experiencing bhava and anubhava, as explained in the following verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhaktavinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, how to conquer our six enemies, right? Who are they? Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, or Matsarya. Lust, greed, anger, pride, and illusion, and envy. So, these are our six enemies. Actually, we think this person enemy, that person is enemy, but actually nobody is our enemy. Our real enemies are this lust, greed and anger, right? That's why atakena prayukto yam papam charati purushah, anichchan apivashneya baladiva niyojita. What is that, even if I don't want to commit sinful activities, but I am forced to commit, right? So kamayesha krodayesha rajoguna samudbhavah mahashano mahapapma vidyena ihavairinam. So this kama and krodha, they are our ihavairinam, they are our great enemies. So as long as we are covered by these six enemies, we will never get Krishna, right? So how do we get where from they came, Darwin says, it is evolution. But where from we got all this lust, greed and anger? Right? Where from we got? So it is there in Bhagavatam, 4th canto, Dhrumara's pastime story. The beginning is that, so Lord Brahma, in the beginning, he produced, what you call Manasaputras, later on Swayambhu Manu, So another son of Lord Brahma, he also irreligion, adharma, and he produced two people. One is both brother and sister, right? Adharma, irreligion, and Mrisha, falsity. So this is Prabhupada says both are brother and sister, but they had sex. Prabhupada says this kind of things happen only when there is irreligion. Because of this unholy combination of adharma and falsity, right? They gave another set of brother and sister. Who are they? Damba, bluffing, and Maya, cheating. So again, they are both brother and sister. When they combined, they gave two children. They are lobha, greed, and cunning. These two. And they combined and they gave birth to anger and envy. Right? And this anger and envy, again their brother and sister, and they combined to give two children, Kali and harsh speech. Right? That is why in Kali Yuga we are, our speech is not very sweet. Right? And they combined to give birth to, again, two children, again, brother and sister. Right? Death and fear. Death and fear. Then death and fear gave two children, Yatana and Nirjaya. Niraya. Yatana means excessive pain. And Niraya means hell. You know? So this is how it came. From the ignorance, devastation happens, Prabhupada writes in the purport. So Maitri Muni is saying to Vidura that, my dear Vidura, I have explained the causes of devastation. One who hears this description three times obtains piety and washes the sinful contamination from the soul. So this is fourth canto Bhagavatam, that chapter. Dhruva Maharaj leaves home. This chapter, I don't know the number of the chapter. So Maitri Muni is saying that if you read this description of how adharma produced all these things, so because of starting with adharma, the excessive pain and hell have arrived to give. So even in modern philosophy, they discuss, you know, why there is so much pain. You know, because so much pain because of mental agony, and so much pain because of physical ailments. Right? So why there is so much pain in the world? Why there is so much suffering in the world? If God is there, you know, if God is there, why people are suffering? Right? Somebody asked, one lady, she asked Prabhupada, if Krishna is there, why people are suffering? You know, Srila Prabhupada asked a counter question. When sun is set, when there is darkness, all the thieves and rogues, they come and give trouble to people. Prabhupada asked, is it the mistake of the sun? He said, no. Why? Because of the absence of the sun, thieves and rogues, they come out in the night time and give trouble to people. Right? Like that, because why there is suffering in this world? Jagannath Kirtan, huh? 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 Why there is suffering in this world? Huh? Because of absence of Krishna consciousness. Right? Because of absence of Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that if a person is pious and hears about this description, you know, these causes of devastation, he will feel hatred for all these, and that will cause his advancement in life of piety. So Prabhupada is saying, we should hate this kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. Like that. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also advises us that every day, we should actually discuss how in this world, you know, we are suffering from birth, death, old age and disease. Right? And every day, we should discuss our anarthas, and we should, contemplate what all anarthas I have got. What all, you know, how this lust, greed and anger and all, they are troubling me so much. Every day we should discuss. Right? So why this birth, death, old age and disease happen? Because Because of these anarthas, because of lust, because of greed, because of anger, we commit sinful activities. As a result of these sinful activities, we suffer so much. Right? We suffer so much. So, that's why Prabhupada is saying, this piety, life of piety, starts with cleaning the contamination that is present in our heart. So, how do we clean the heart? Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. Right? In Ramayana also, it is there. When Dashad Maharaj performed Putra Kameshti sacrifice, you know, from the sacrifice, the Dhanvantri Bhagavan came, you know, with a pot, and there is payasam, you know, sweet rice, right? So one of the favorite foods of Krishna is payasam, right? Payasam means in Sanskrit it is called paramannam, you know, paramannam. Paramannam means param annam. It means supreme rice. Right? So that is why Dhanvantri Bhagavan, even Krishna likes. You know? He is very fond of payasam. You know? Like in Kerala there is one temple, very difficult to pronounce. So once one Brahmana came to meet the king. Then he said, "My dear king, we'll play the chess. Chaturanga. No problem, we'll play. Then what is the bet? You know, what if I win?" He said, "You see, every time I defeat you, you know, for every one square, you know, you give one grain. And next time I defeat you, then you should double it. That means, next time I see, you should give me two. Next time it becomes four. So he did not realize by the 20th time it has become 4 million grains. By 30th time, some 10 million. Then he realized, no, I can't give so much rice. Then he said, "Who are you? You are, you know, you calculate, you know." Like that. Then he said, "I am this deity, the deity. I, you know, bet, you know, to pay off the debt, you know, every day you should cook payasam and offer to me and then distribute to the people throughout your life." So even now, in order to pay off the debt, you know, that local temple, they cook payasam, paramannam, and offer to the Lord. So Prabhupada said, paramannam means, you know, param annam, right? Supreme rice, sweet rice, like that. So, Dhanvantri Bhagavan brought, you know. So, what is that payasam? Right? Dasharatha Maharaj, he wanted child, right? So, Dhanvantri, they performed sacrifice. And Dhanvantri Bhagavan brought that golden pot. Yeah, and then there is sweet rice in that. So what is that sweet rice? Neel Madhav, bolo. What is that sweet rice? Vishnu, bol sakta hai? What does that sweet rice represent? Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna. Right? From the sweet rice only the Lord is supposed to come, no? Is it not? So that is personified Ram. Ram only in that payasam. That payasam itself is Ram. So when Sri Vaishnava Acharya, he gives this analysis, commentary, that this golden pot, and it is covered with a silver lid. And inside there is payasam. Right? So this golden pot represents Jivatma. Right? Jivatma. And this silver lid represents Prakriti, Maya. And inside, the Lord is inside Antaryami, in a very Atma, right? He is Antaryami. So Krishna, Rama is there in that. So we are actually, Krishna is in our heart, but Jivatma is covered by Maya. So if you remove that cover, silver lid, and payasam, is given to Kaushalya, Sumitra and Kaikeyi, right? Like that, we should remove this covering Prakriti and this consisting of three modes of nature, and which these three modes of nature only, Kama and Krodha are represent this Raja and Tam. Raja and Tam. And Kama Yesha Krodhesha Rajoguna Samudbhavaha. We should take it out. Then Ramchandra or Krishna will appear in our heart. Right? As long as we are covered by this covering of lust, greed and anger, we cannot see Krishna. So it is very important to become free. That is why Srila Prabhupada said, when you become free from sex desire, who is a Vaishnava? Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, Yamunacharya's that verse, Yadavadi Mama Krishna Padarvinda, says that, when you think of sex life, your lips curl in distaste and spit at that thought. Prabhupada says, that day your devotion service will start. That day. That time you are a Vaishnava. So Prabhupada said, once Yadubaru Prabhu was asking, Prabhupada, you said that if you surrender to Krishna, you become free. One devotee was there. That time, devotees are suffering, from boils, malaria, this, that. India is very bad at that time. Very dirty. And Americans, they came from America, very comfortable life. Bottled water, the Coca-Cola. Right? So in Vrindavan, when they were living, in order to drink Coca-Cola, they had to walk. Maybe one or two bottles are available in Lohi Bazaar. Right? Like that, they were performing with great austerity. And then Prabhupada, then why they are suffering so much? As soon as they would land in India, Americans, they would be struck with dysentery, malaria, typhoid, all vodka, what all. And then, loose motions, like that. Why devotees are suffering so much? Prabhupada told Yadubar Prabhu, don't think Vaishnava is not so easy. Simply because you are wearing Kantimala, you become a Vaishnava. No, Vaishnava is very rare in this world. Right? So that is Vaishnava. Vaishnava means? When our devotional service starts, Prabhupada said, as long as you are afflicted with sex desire, you are not a Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, leave me in the room full of naked women, I will not be disturbed, he said. Right? So, it is very important to become free from this lust. And this lust only, actually, originally Krishna Prema. That is why this lust is so strong. Avrutam jnanametena jnanina nitya vairina kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena analena cha. Very impossible to get it out, take it out. So Prabhupada said, why? Because original Krishna Prema only was turned into lust. So Krishna Prema is so much, that is why lust is also very strong. Right? Lust is also very strong. So that is why Srila Prabhupada said, don't think, just because you give very strong classes, just because you say that sex life is bad, they will give it up. Simply by hearing your lectures, they won't give up sex life. Prabhupada said it will take 7 lifetimes to become free from this desire. Desire substance, 7 lifetimes, he said. Right? So it is like that. So, but by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the pure devotee, once Srila Prabhupada received a letter from Satsarup Maharaj, Prabhupada, this lust is bothering me. Prabhupada wrote back saying that, sir, take catch hold of my lotus feet. I will kick the lust in her back. Right? I will kick the Mr. Lust with my foot. Right? Like that. So, one should take shelter, at least we should realize, we should give it up. You know, the real problem starts, like yesterday one, the Prabhuji was saying, Alcoholic Anonymous, there are so many things. So this giving up, the process of giving up starts with a, the process of giving up alcohol starts with, desire to give up. What? You should have the, otherwise so many people, drunkards are there and they were taken forcibly, you know, to anonymous, alcoholic anonymous. They won't give it up. But person who is ready to give it up, it is easy for them. Then further process will work. Right? Then in the same way, Srila Prabhupada writes in Second Canto Bhagavatam, the Lord in the Heart. He says that this material world, everybody is entangled. This world is compared to illusion, you know, mirage. And mirage means, you know, you run after the water, the deer runs after the water in the desert. But when you go there, it is not there. And then you look further, oh, it is there. Like that you keep on chasing the pleasure in this world. This world is also mirage. But Prabhupada says, somebody, if you are looking for water in the desert, it means that there is water. But in the desert, there is no water. But Prabhupada says that, you know, you should look for water near the rivers and lakes and ocean. There you will get the water, not in the desert. In the same way, we are all chasing the pleasure. But we are looking for that pleasure in a wrong place. You know? Then Prabhupada writes that we are all, you know, material. Prabhupada uses a very interesting word. Material tabernacle. Material tabernacle. Tabernacle. I don't know. Is it pronounced correct pronunciation? My English is very poor. Material tabernacle. So Prabhupada writes that, you know, all the living entities are covered by this. Prabhupada says, very interesting sentence. Just by desiring, you can get out of it. What? Just by desiring, you can get out. So it is very, very important to become convinced, you know, that we are suffering in this world because of lust, greed and anger. And it is very, very important to become, to desire that I should get out of this. Then only the process starts. Then only Adho Shraddha, then only you go to the spiritual master. The spiritual master instructs, you know, all that stuff. Right? Like that. So, once Yajnavalkya Muni, he had two wives, you know, Maitri and someone else. So he said, one day he called Maitri and he said, I am going to the forest. Before going, I want to divide entire property between both of you equally, so that when after I go away, you don't fight. Right? And Maitri said, so my dear Lord, I don't want money. You know, what will I do with this money? You know, please give me knowledge, you know, which will free me, you know, from all these entanglements and reach me to God. So, Yajnavalkya Muni, he smiled and said, you know, this is a very good observation, because the money will only cause us entanglement. Only causes more and entanglement, and those who have got money, they are prone to commit sinful activities and injure others, you know, commit violence to other living entities. So it is very good that she asked this question. So does this money give me moksha? She asked. Yajnavalkya Muni said no. Then she said, what is the use of having this money? You know, give me that knowledge. like that. So it's very important. So we should not think that, you know, if I have this money and if I have these comforts, I'll be very happy. But actually, it is not true. People are chasing money nowadays. Right? But it is not like that. So this money doesn't give us complete happiness. You know, of course, if it is engaged in Krishna service, it is a different thing. But otherwise, it causes lot of unhappiness. So this lust for money, lust for women, all these things, you know, they cause, you know, like Maharaj Yayati, he said after 1000 years of enjoyment, he said, you know, even if somebody is given all the grains that are available, if all the gold that is available, and then you make him the Bhumipati, you make the king of the entire earth, and then you give him all the beautiful women, you know, for enjoyment, even after that also, he will not be satisfied. This lust is like that, you know. So, Maharaj Yayati advises his son, Puru, that, you know, in the beginning itself, he should give it up. Tatapitva Mahabaho, you know, Krishna says in Bhagavad, Tasmato Indriyani Ado, Niyamya Bharatarshabha. Papmanam Prajahi Enam, Jnana Vijnana Nashanam. Niyamya Bharatarshabha. In the beginning itself, my dear Arjuna, give it up. You know, give it up. Like that. So, the entire entanglement starts with lust only. You know, right? So, that is why, Tadarajastamo Bhava, Kamalobada Yashchaye, Cheteyate Ranavidham, Sthitam Sattve Prasidati. Right? As long as we are in mode of passion and ignorance, there will be no happiness. No happiness. Right? So, one should come to mode of goodness. Right? Prabhupada says in 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you know, as long as we are in mode of passion and ignorance, you know, whatever money you may have, whatever fame one may have, you know, all these things won't help us. But when somebody is in mode of goodness, right, then, you know, so Prabhupada writes in Krishna book that, you know, even if somebody has opulence as large as Indra's opulence, if he is not satisfied, you know, he cannot be happy. But even if somebody is bereft of all these possessions, you know, and if he is in mode of goodness, and if he is satisfied, then even if he is bereft of all possessions, he will be happy. You know? Krishna book Prabhupada writes. So it's very important, you know, in the beginning itself, we should realize, you know, we should try. It may take 7 lifetimes. Sometimes, for somebody, it may take one lifetime. Right? But we should make an endeavor to give it up. So, that is why Krishna says, how do we develop? Right? Okay. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhuya eva mahabaho shunume param vachaha yatteham priyamanaya vakshami hitakamyaya. Right? So, Prabhupada wrote, says in lecture on this verse, that Mahabaho, Mahabaho means? Mighty armed. Right? What does that mean? Mighty armed means? He has got big arms. Who is Arjuna? Maharathi, right? Athira, Maharathi. You know, with, you know, two hands he can fight with, you know, 10,000 warriors at one point of time. And then Prabhupada interestingly says, all of us should become Mahabaho. You know what does that mean? Prabhupada gave a very interesting. Remember? You read? You heard Prabhupada lecture? You should. Huh? So Mahabaho Prabhupada says, we cannot become like Arjuna fighting with so many enemies, but we should be able to fight with our internal enemies. Lust, greed and anger. Then he says that anybody who is following four regulative principles very strictly, he can be termed as Mahabaho. Very interesting, right? Because Arjuna was fighting with two arms, so many enemies at one point of time, that's why he is known as Mahabaho. We can also be called as Mahabaho if we can fight our internal enemies, lust, greed and anger and all that. Right? So we all should become Mahabaho. Very interesting. Then Prabhupada says, Arjuna, one Sri Vaishnava Acharya wrote commentary. Arjuna asked, you know, like Vishnacharya Thakur, if you read 10th Canto Bhagavatam, Vishnacharya Thakur constructed conversation, what gopis are saying and what Krishna is replying and all that stuff. Like that, Arjuna was asking Krishna, my dear Lord, I am very fallen person. Because here Krishna is saying, more confidential knowledge I am going to teach you, my dear Arjuna. Bhuyeva Mahabahu, Shunume Paramam Vachaha. You know, because it is beneficial to you. Prabhupada writes in the purport, the more you hear about Krishna, the more you develop love for Krishna. That is why this Bhagavatam class very compulsory. You know, everybody, not that, you know, somebody, temple commander should push you. Right? Temple commander is coming and telling you, our Devgurugu is making a round, in ashram, who are sleeping during Bhagavatam class, and then you are found sleeping. That means, you are a condemned person. If somebody is not sitting in Bhagavatam class during this time and sleeping, that means you are a very diseased person. You have got a very acute disease. If somebody is not sitting in Bhagavatam class, that means, he is a diseased person. Like that. So, not that, HOD, should run behind, go for the class. We are here, on our own. Nobody has forced us to join. Right? We are here to purify ourselves, to get Krishna prema. So, we should do the needful. So, Arjuna asks, Prabhupada says, the more you hear about Krishna, the glories of Krishna, the more you will develop love for Krishna. Then you want to attain him. You want to associate with that person. So Arjuna asked, my dear Lord, I am so fallen, but how come, what special merit do I have so that, you are giving more and more confidential knowledge to me, even though I don't deserve it. Right? So Krishna replied, based on Bhagavad Gita only, he made these comments. That I am very happy to speak to you because I have observed that whenever I speak about me, you are not feeling envious. You are not feeling envious. Idam tute guhyatamam pravakshami anasuyave. Because you are not free, you are not envious. That is why I am speaking to you. More and more confidential knowledge. And one more thing I observed. Whenever I speak about my glories, there is a smile on your face. You are joyous. That is actually impelling me to speak more and more. Because you feel happy. That is the test, That is the test. When you are reading Krishna book, when there is glorification of Krishna is happening, you are feeling joy or not? There is a smile on your face or not? If there is a smile, that means you are on the correct path. You feel joy when you hear about when you read Bhaktirasama Sindhu, all the 64 qualities of Krishna, then you are feeling very happy. That means, you are on the correct path. Krishna will reveal more and more confidential knowledge in your heart. Right? So, Arjuna asked, then, I am most eager to hear about your divine manifestation. Right? I want to hear more about your divine manifestation. You know, this is the chapter's name is 10 chapter. Huh? Opulences of the Absolute, right? Something like that. Huh? Huh? Vibhuti Yoga. Right? Oh, Name Viduhu Suragana. You know? Prabhuvamna Maharshaya. Aham Adirhi Devanam. Maharshinam Cha Sarvashaha. My dear Arjuna, even all these sages and rishis and demigods, they also cannot know my vibhuti, opulence. Why? Because I only made them. All these sages and all, whatever knowledge they have got, as per their karma, I only gave. So nobody can know me. Right? So then, how does one become wise then? How does one become knowledgeable? Right? Then Krishna replied, my dear Arjuna, whoever knows that my birth is not because of karma, he is wise. Right? What is this? This is very important. If somebody understands that, you know, my birth is not because of karma, he is wise. Then Arjuna asked question, even these muktas also, they don't take birth because of their karma. You know, liberated souls. Then Krishna replied, no, no, before they attained mukti, they were taking birth as per their karma. You know? Right? As per their karma. So, they are not, it's not like that. But my birth is not like that. I never took birth because of karma. Right? Then, my dear Lord, then there are so many Nitya Siddhas. What about them? Huh? What about them? Then Krishna replies, you know, Yumam Ajam Anadimcha Vetiloka Maheshwaram Asammudo Samartyeshu Sarvapapai Pramuchyate. You know? So, my dear Arjuna, all these sages and all, I am the Vetiloka Maheshwaram. I am the Maheshwara and I am the controller of all these demigods and everybody. Everybody. That is why I am the like that. So somebody then Prabhupada Arjuna asked. Those who are free from sins, they can only understand my glories. Right? So then Arjuna again asked, how do I become free from sin? Right? If you understand these three things, Krishna said, you will become free from sins. What is that? Huh? Yomam ajam anadimcha vetiloka maheshwaram asammudosa martyeshu sarvapapai pramuchyate. Those who know these three things, that I am unborn. Right? I am unborn. Ajam. Anadim. I am beginningless. Then, Maheshwaram. Yeah? I am free from? I am the controller of all these demigods. I am the controller, owner of all these manifestations. Those who understand this, how do you understand that? In what way? Asammuda. Asammuda means without any doubt. Asammuda samartyeshu sarvapapai pramuchyate. He will become free from all sinful reactions. Right? Then Arjuna asked, anyway, so Arjuna asked, I see that even Brahma, all these Manus and all, Brahma is the creator and Manus are the protectors. How can I understand that you are the creator and you are the owner of this world? Right? That verse is there. Rishaya or Munaya? Munaya? Huh? Maharshinam cha saptapurve chatvaro manavastatha. Right? మద్భావ మానస జాత ఏషాం లాక ఇమాం ప్రజ. మై డియర్ అర్జున, దిస్ బ్రహ్మ ఆల్సో కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ. ఆల్ ది సెవెన్ సేజెస్ దట్ యూఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ దే ఆల్సో కమ్ యునో యాక్చువల్లీ దే ఆర్ బ్రహ్మ మానస పుత్రాస్ దే ఆర్ యునో ది సెవెన్ సేజెస్ అండ్ దిస్ మనూస్ దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ మానస పుత్రాస్. బట్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మ వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈస్ కమింగ్? వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈస్ కమింగ్? He said, oh, he is coming from me. And that is why I am the ultimate controller of Brahma also, all these rishis also, all the manus also, and everybody. Right? When will Bhakti Yoga free of any inference be realized? You know, Arjuna asked. Then, of course, in between Arjuna asked, how do we develop this Bhakti? Right? How do we develop this Bhakti? And then, Krishna replied that Buddhir Jnanam Asammoha, Shama Satyam Damasamaha, Sukham Dukham Bhavo Bhavo, Bhayam Cha Abhayam Eva Cha, Ahimsa Samata Tustis, Tapodanam Yasho Yashaha, భవంతి భావభూతానాం మత్త ఏవ పృథక్విద. యునో ఆల్ దిస్ యునో దిస్ జ్ఞాన వితౌట్ ఇల్యూజన్, యునో బుద్ధి అండ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, బుద్ధి జ్ఞానం అసమ్మోహ, యునో క్షమ, యునో టాలరెన్స్, యునో సత్యం, ట్రూత్ఫుల్నెస్, ఆల్ దిస్ క్వాలిటీస్ యూ రియలైజ్ దట్ దే ఆర్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ. ఇఫ్ యూ రియలైజ్ దాట్ యునో దెన్ యూ విల్ గెట్ డెవలప్ భక్తి. రైట్? Then Arjuna asked, when will Bhakti Yoga free of any interference be realized? Right? Then Krishna replied, Etan Vibhutim Yogam Cha Mamayo Veti Tattvataha Sa Avikalpena Yogena Yujyate Na Atra Samshayaha. Right? Beautiful verse. That one who understands all my opulences, Etan Vibhutim Yogam Cha Mamayo Veti Tattvataha. In truth, if somebody understands all these opulences and my opulences and all these yoga and then Sahavikalpena Yogena. You know, Sahavikalpena Yogena means unhindered devotional service. What is that? Unhindered devotional service. You will develop. Yujyate Natra Samshayaha. Then you will perform pure devotional service unto me. When you realize, existence, nature, existence and activities of everything are subordinate to me. Right? Then this, Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita starts. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajante mam. బుధాభావ సమన్విత మచ్చిత్త మద్గత ప్రాణ బోధయంత పరస్పరం కథయంతశ్చ మాం నిత్యం తుష్యంతి చ రమంతి చ. సో కృష్ణ సేస్, వన్ హూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ యానిమేట్ అండ్ ఇన్యానిమేట్, మెటీరియల్ అండ్ స్పిరిచువల్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ, వన్ హూ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ దిస్, యునో సచ్ ఏ పర్సన్ బుధాభావ. భావ మీన్స్ ప్రేమ, యునో ప్యూర్ భావ, యునో Buddha Bhava, those who are intelligent, those who understand this, everything is coming from me, animate, inanimate, meritorial, spiritual, everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajante ma. Buddha Bhava samanvita, with great love, these people, Sachin Tendulkar or somebody is scoring so many centuries. Right? Just people love him. Right? They just ready to do anything. Film actors, they simply love these guys, because they act so well and all that. Right? And they have got so much genuine love, Like in South India, they are so mad. Rajinikanth, they pagal ho jate. They do pala abhishek, They do milk abhishek to the cutout. like that. So why? Because वो सिगरेट ऐसा पीता है और यू नो डायलॉग मारता है, उसके लिए इतना लव, यू नो somebody built a temple for अमिताभ बच्चन, you know. Right? That love is there. Right? Because you think that they are so great and all. But if you know that Krishna is, you know, Etan Vibhutim Yogam Cha Mamayo Veti Tatvataha Savikalpena Yogena Yujyate Natra Samshayaha, one who understands this, they will love me. You know, they perform devotional service unto me with great love. No, that love is there. We have to repose it in a proper person with great love. Then Machitta Madgata Prana, you know, these devotees, they are always discussing about me. Madgata Prana, they have given their lives to me. Madgata Prana, they don't care for their subsistence. Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, the speaker, you know, he says, the speaker thinks that this is the greatest reward for me, to just speak about Krishna. Right? And the listener thinks, oh, this is the great reward for me that I am hearing about Krishna. This is called Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam. Right? Without listener, there is no speaker. Right? If there is a listener only, then there is a speaker. Right? Right? Speaker. So, that is why the three people are, you know, they get a gradual benefit. You know, incremental benefit. Those who listen, those who ask questions, and those who speak. Right? Those who speak. So, the persons who are listening, they get the least benefit. And the person who asks the question, they get secondary more benefit. But the person who is speaking, you know, he gets the most benefit, because while I am speaking, I cannot think about some sense gratification, right? Right? If my mind is diverted, words will not come. Right? Then if I have to spend 45 minutes here, 1 hour here, I have to prepare at least 2-3 hours. Because 50% bhul jate, right? Whatever, like that. So then for giving class, you have to prepare, you have to concentrate, learn the verses, learn the purports, you know, then you are absorbed. Then while speaking also, it is 100% without offense Krishna consciousness. Because when I am chanting, my mind may, you know, go here and there. But while speaking, I cannot let my mind go here and there. I have to concentrate. Right? So the Bodhayanta Parasparam, he thinks that one who is speaking Krishna Katha, he is thinking, oh, this is my best reward. Yeah, just speaking itself is the best reward. And then the listener looks upon the, you know, and then, you know, he tastes this Krishna Katha nectar. Then he also enjoys. Then Krishna says that because they are so much interested in hearing Krishna Katha, you know, I myself destroy the interest in worldly affairs. How? Tesham satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. You know? Tesham aham tesham anukampayatam aham ajnanajam tamaha nashami atma bhavastu jnana deepena bhashvata. With the lamp of the knowledge, I destroy their ignorance. Destroy their ignorance, and I take care of their material needs. It's very important verse. Machitta madgata prana bodhyanta parasparam, you know, katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha Ramanticha. Rasraj Vivek, once he explained very nicely that Tushyanticha means they are materially satisfied. They have no hankering that I should get this, I should get that, I should get this. Ramanticha means they are not spiritually, they are not satisfied. Right? Spiritually they are not. Ramanticha means their happiness is increasing by hearing more and more Krishna Katha. Their happiness increases. But Tushyanticha means their material desires are finished. Material, no more material happiness. You know? So why? Because Krishna says that sitting in their heart, I destroy their desire for worldly affairs. Right? So that is the by very nice chapter, 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita. You know, we should by heart this chapter. Yeah, that's later on Krishna explains, you know, I am this, I am this, I am this, I am this. Right? So when you hear from the bona fide spiritual master, right? Only Shri Prabhupada, pure devotee like Shri Prabhupada, can speak all these things. Right? Otherwise, previously before Prabhupada came, everybody is thinking in India also that there are so many gods. Right? But only when you read Srila Prabhupada books, you understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So by serving the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, you know, we can actually easily cross over this ocean of material existence. Very easy. Right? Radha Govind Maharaj says that the pure devotees of the Lord, when they cross the ocean of material existence, you know, they leave the boat, you know, on the other side and go back. You know, what is that boat? This process of devotional service. So he raises this question that there is a river, then you cross the river. How can you leave the boat on the other side? Because you already reached, right? Huh? Vishnu, bolo. मैं जो प्रश्न पूछा था समझ में नहीं आया आपको. जैसे कि शुद्ध भक्त है ना, नाव पकड़ के, शुद्ध भक्ति का नाव पकड़ के क्रॉस कर देते हैं ओशन को, नदी को पार कर देते हैं, ये जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि का. लेकिन वो बोट है ना, छोड़ देते हैं उस तरफ, दे लीव इट दैट बोट अदर साइड. So that others also can board that boat and cross. Yes, Prabhu. Very good. Very good. Right? It becomes like a cast hoof print. When the pure devotees give the pure devotional service and the ocean becomes a Tvatpadapotena Mahatkrutena. You know? That becomes a very calf hoof print. Then it is very easy to cross over. Right? So once Brahmananda Prabhu asked Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, will we meet up in Golok Vrindavan also? Right? Srila Prabhupada was very happy. He said, yeah, you know, when Vaikuntha Vasis, when the Vaikuntha Vasis happened to visit Golok Vrindavan, you know, they will comment, oh, such a nice spiritual master, such nice disciples, very nice. You know, when they look at us, they will comment it. Vaikuntha Vasis, when they pass, when they happen to pass like that. Another time, Gurudas Prabhu asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, in Vrindavan, Vrajavasis, those who have taken birth in Vraj, they don't have to take initiation, na? Prabhupada said, yeah, because those who have taken birth in Vraj, they don't have to take initiation from the spiritual master, because Krishna is their spiritual master. Then Shyamasundara Prabhu was there. Shyamasundara Prabhu said, Prabhupada, then I don't want to take birth in Vraj. Prabhupada said, why? Because if I have taken birth in Vraj, I can't have you as my spiritual master. I will take birth and then I have twin advantage. I will take shelter of your lotus feet, and then also it is like Vrindavan only, because wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Right? Srila Prabhupada patted him, oh, this is Vaishnava thinking. This is Vaishnava thinking. Like that, we should take shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee of the Lord. Then by following in the footsteps of, you know, that Acharya, we will easily get love of Krishna. Easy. Like Krishna Prabhupada writes in the last paragraph, you know, you follow all this process, you know, Guru Padashraya and all that, then you will get into ecstasy. Right? Simply follow. Once Yamuna Mataji, our Radha Krishna deities, Radha Londoneshwar, when they were installed in Soho Street, Srila Prabhupada personally instructed Yamuna Mataji and other Matajis, you know, to make the dress. And then Prabhupada told, you know, how this dress should look like, you know, dancing and all that. You know, it's very unique, you know, rather as our ISKCON style dressing. So Prabhupada personally instructed. Then, so beautiful deities, right? Radha Londoneshwar. And then one day Yamuna Mataji, she was sitting there looking at the deities, you know, very, very lovingly. Then Prabhupada passed by. Then he asked Yamuna Mataji, you like them? Yes, Prabhupada, I feel great ecstasy. Oh, yeah. He said, just follow this process. You will get Krishna Prema. Okay? Just chant Hare Krishna, follow four regulative principles, you know, serve the deities and do little book distribution, you will go back to God. You will get Krishna Prema. Right? Prabhupada should. Right? So like that, it's very easy, it become very easy to get all this. Right? But only thing is, you should follow, you know, Srila Prabhupada, very instructions very strictly. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions? Comments?
What are the components of spiritual happiness? Spiritual happiness contains what?
Oh, read 11th Canto Bhagavatam. Chanting, dancing, you know, right? Chanting and dancing. That is, right? Then, standing on air, standing of the air on end, is there? Always in ecstasy. You know? Tears are rolling out all the time. Continuously.
Thank you.
Good.
हरे कृष्ण बाबू जी आप बोले जो भागवत क्लास में जो नहीं बैठते जो सो जाते बोले ये बड़ा पापी है अरे 25-30 साल जन्म से जो वैष्णव है इसे पापी किसे होता है जन्म से वैष्णव है ना
पापी ने डिजीज बीमार
हाँ जी ये क्या बीमारी है ये क्या बीमारी इसको बीमारी बोलते
प्रभुपाद जब चैतन्य महाप्रभु हरिदास ठाकुर को मिलने के लिए जाते थे पिछले वो ओल्ड एज हो गया था उसका बीमार था वो उठ नहीं पा रहे थे सो हरिदास ठाकुर बोले मैं प्रणाम नहीं कर पा रहा हूँ सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु पूछे थे कि आपका क्या बीमारी है आप पढ़ते हो कि चैतन्य चरितामृत सो हरिदास ठाकुर ने बताया महाप्रभु पूछे थे आपका क्या बीमारी है हरिदास ठाकुर ने उत्तर दिए कि मेरा बीमारी है कि मैं मेरा राउंड्स खत्म नहीं कर रहा हूं मेरा चैंटिंग है ना 193 राउंड्स खत्म नहीं हो रहा है हर दिन सो प्रभुपाद जी लिखते हैं हरिदास ठाकुर 190 जो भी है माला करते थे हम सिर्फ 16 माला करने के लिए कर रहे हैं वो भी मुश्किल पड़ता है लोगों को जो लोग 16 माला जप नहीं करता है इसका ये समझ नहीं लेना चाहिए कि वो बीमार है समझ में है सो बीमार है हम भागवतम क्लास में के सुनने के लिए हमको टेस्ट नहीं है इसका मतलब हम बीमार है समझ नहीं लेना चाहिए यही बात भक्ति विश्वनाथ चक्र ठाकुर भी लिखे थे माधुरी कादंबिनी में तीन चीज है कीर्तन और भागवत श्रवण और जप राइट। जो लोग कीर्तन के टाइम पे सोते हैं उसके सबसे ज्यादा गहरी क्या बोलते हैं गहरी बीमारी है, गहरा और गहरी। मैं जब पढ़ा था मेरे को आश्चर्य, हमारा कीर्तन में हरी बोल यू नो, मेरा कान खराब हो गया। ये मृदंग करता इतना माइक ऐसा हमारा कीर्तन में कौन सोता है। लेकिन मेरे को असली में मैंने देखा था 96 में जब मैं मायापुर परिक्रमा किया था, वो महासम्मेलन होता है, महामिलन होता है किधर, योगपीठ में, अभी भी होता है महामिलन उधर है ना। मैंने देखा इतना वो एक डिवोटी था, बहुत फेमस कीर्तनकार था वो, क्या नाम था वो, बहुत फेमस था वो कीर्तन, बंगाली कालासा था वो, कीर्तन कर रहा था और सब लोग नाच रहे थे, और एक मैंने एक डिवोटी को देखा वो कॉर्नर में बैठ के अच्छा से सो रहा था। मैंने सोचा आचार्य का वाक्य का है ना गलत नहीं हो सकता है। और जो भागवतम क्लास में सोता है उसको उससे कम बीमारी है। जो जप में सोता है वो उसका और कम बीमारी है। लेकिन बीमार है इस, ये तीनों टाइम पे हम सोते हैं इसका मतलब हम बीमार है।
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी। प्रभु जी यू डिस्क्राइब इरिलीजन, द क्लासिफिकेशन ऑफ डायनेस्टी ऑफ इरिलीजन, सो फाइनली यू ऑल्सो सेड दैट पेन हेल एंड जातना, सो यू ऑल्सो टोल्ड वी हैव टू हेट ऑल दिस थिंग्स लाइक काम क्रोध ग्रीड एंगर एंड सो एंड सो, बट भक्तिवेद ठाकुर सेट वी कैन इंगेज कामो इन द सर्विस ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्ण, क्रोध ऑल्सो एंड ग्रीड ऑल्सो, ओनली थिंग्स इज दैट वी कैन नॉट इंगेज इन द सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज इनवी, सो बट यू शुड वी शुड हेट दिस, बट हाउ एंड वी कैन ऑल्सो इंगेज दिस, बट दिस इज सीम्स टू मी कॉन्ट्राडिक्टोरी, सो वी कैन इंगेज बट
See, there is a gradual process. First you should hate, then only you can engage, no? First you should hate them, then you come to this process, then you engage lust, greed and anger and all, except envy. You understand? First you should hate them, because I am not saying that, it is given in Bhagavatam, that you should hate these things. Then you come to the, when you hate them, then you come to the stage where how can I give them up? Then you come to this process of Krishna consciousness. Then you realize that I cannot give them up. Then you have to engage them in Krishna's service. Except envy. Okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Randra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.